What's up, everybody? It's Nick Sly. I'm coming back to y'all live with another episode of New Music with Nick, my column and podcast review series where I look at some of the most relevant recent releases in hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Without further ado, today I'm going to be looking at Herbert by Absol. Before getting into this album review of Absol's Herbert, I just wanted to put out a trigger warning. I'm going to be discussing suicide and mental health struggles, both things that Absol has been going through recently. I want to just make it aware that this album deals with some pretty heavy topics and just wanted to put that out there in advance. Herbert Anthony Stevens IV, better known as Absol, has gone practically his entire career being overlooked. Key figures in hip-hop have understood his greatness, and he certainly understands it himself, but the mainstream audiences have never really given him the credit he deserves. Soul has always played a very particular role as an abstract, misunderstood lyricist, and unfortunately, that's a role that hardly leads to widespread acclaim and mainstream appreciation. Absol has always marched to the beat of his own drum, and he's provided hip-hop with so many great moments, so much great music, and a ton of innovation. A native of Carson, California, Absol has spent basically his entire career as part of the legendary Top Dawg Entertainment crew. He kind of serves the role for them as their abstract and oftentimes over-the-head lyricist, and he's never really been one for following what's orthodox. Ever since his first mixtapes began to drop over a decade ago, Absol's been grappling with random conspiracy theories, conceptual wordplay, and the ills of society. Typically, he reflects deeply on the outside world and finds some of the most idiosyncratic aspects of society to judge and analyze. However, on his most recent album, Herbert, it really sees him taking his energy and focusing it back on himself instead of this crazy and broken world that he sees around him. No matter what the topic of the album is, you know that there's a significant amount of effort and thought that goes into every bar he puts out. This again is truly a very thoughtful album, as all of his work tends to be, and now it's thoughtful more so towards himself rather than the outside world. I think in a lot of ways that development trend that I just described is very similar to Kendrick Lamar and what he brought forth on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Both of them are artists who have spent a lot of their early career and their middle career focusing on the outside world of the problems of society and all these other concepts and ideas around them. But their most recent albums, both of them, both of these Top Dawg Entertainment label mates, they decided to take this direction, flip the mirror, and look at themselves and analyze themselves, get introspective, and give a really meaningful work looking at their internal state, their mind, and their own life and thoughts and affairs. As has just become the norm for TDE at this point, Absol's Herbert comes after a massive hiatus of almost exactly 6 years after the release of Do What Thou Wilt, his last album before. Judging from the content and the specific references within Herbert, the last 6 years have clearly been a lot for him. He's been dealing with trials and tribulations of personal tragedies and mental health issues that even led him to an attempted suicide that's depicted in the music video for Do Better, a profoundly moving song that narrates what he was going through and what he will try to do to be better and have a better life and not get to such dark points in the future. There's so many different issues and feelings addressed throughout the album, and they're done with such a lyrical precision that very few rappers can actually provide. Absol's execution lyrically is top tier, as always. Musically, I think the album has a lot of really special moments. Just like I was mentioning before with Do Better, it's a fantastic song. It's one of the key foundational storytelling pieces of the album. Sharp bars and a really beautiful sample. It's deeply sentimental, and it combines all these different elements and executes on all these different emotions with such an impassioned delivery and such a well-executed song from a technical perspective that really make it one of the album's highlights. Looking around at the rest of the track list, I think Good Man might just be the album's best song. With an intensely impassioned delivery, super punchline heavy bars over an incredible soul sample, also complemented with a great closing feature from TDE executive Punch. Gangnam was also a fantastic single leading up to it, and Moon Shooter was as well. Both brought an eerie atmosphere, choppy experimental flows, and a really methodical delivery. Hollandaise was another incredible track, as well as Church on the Move, both providing some lighthearted fun with some high energy, some great bars over really entertaining production. And they're not just fun, nonsensical tracks, they're fun, high energy songs that still maintain this fantastic lyricism. There's great punchlines, there's great writing. It's very fun, but it's also very well written and very well constructed and incredibly rapped from a technical perspective on both of these songs. Bucket was another one of my favorite songs in the album and provided something that felt so uniquely Absol. The really sharp writing, the minimalistic production, but don't get me wrong, it's minimalistic, but it's incredibly creative. It's incredibly original. The instrumental choices there are fantastic. I thought the production on the song was marvelous and one of my favorite produced songs on the album. There's also just this laid-back smoothness And there's just always that lyrical precision with Soul. It's so methodical. It just feels intelligent. It just feels like it's at a higher level consciously. That song was fantastic and a really great one to listen to. One of my favorites on the album. Despite some of the really high moments on the album, it very much jumps around in quality and has some really low lows. A couple of the tracks range from mediocre to downright awful. Positive Vibes Only was one of the worst songs that I've ever heard from Absol. It's just terrible. The vocal editing is really abysmal. The production sounds like it wouldn't even make the cut for a low-budget 2004 Nintendo video game. I really don't get what Absol was thinking, why anybody wanted this track to be on the album, or what purpose it was supposed to serve. I guess I can kind of see with the title, The Positive Vibes Only, he wanted to put something positive in there, but it was done in the most cringeworthy and awful way. I thought the execution was terrible, and this is a song that would have helped the album a lot to be left off. No other songs on the album were nearly as awful as Positive Vibes Only, but a couple of other, like The Wild Side, Art of Seduction, Fallacy, and It Be Like That, became a little bit boring after a couple of listens. The production was just too simple, too slow, it wasn't very captivating, and the delivery didn't really do much to engage me after a few listens on the album. Also, a couple of the intended high-energy hits fell a bit flat for me. Fuck Out My Face and Go Off both had something preventing them from really clicking for me. I think on Go Off, I didn't really like Russ's verse. It was a pretty bad verse, which held it back. Fuck Out My Face, I don't really know exactly what it was, but something was falling just a little bit flat. I get that those are supposed to be the high-energy hits, and I think they execute on some aspects, but something in those songs is just missing for me. I think the flaws on the album are really apparent, and I think it's pretty obvious that it really could have been a better album. You know, certain songs just did not need to be on here, and certain songs really felt unfinished. Other ones felt like they were in need of some more work. Others just felt like they were not up to Absol's typical standard of quality. Overall, though, I'm still not overly disappointed with the result. You know, I think there's a lot of redeeming qualities for the album, and I think a couple of these songs will stay in a long-term rotation for me. He executed and made a couple great moments that I really appreciated. Absol's impact on hip-hop is much bigger than a lot of people realize or would like to acknowledge. He's one of the most prominent lyricists of the entire modern generation, and he's created some of the most quality abstract hip-hop records of the last 15 years. Projects like the cult classic album Control System have inspired top lyricists, and they've influenced the underground and provided a glimpse into just what Absol is capable of when he's at his best. The West Coast experimental conscious sound that he's created have really become unique to the path he's paved and executed for himself for many years now. He's just provided so much great music, and he's really built and experimented and developed such a cool and interesting and engaging sound that I really wish that more people gave him the credit that he deserves. Ultimately, to me, the most important thing is just that it's great to have Absol back to releasing music and to being okay mentally. It's obvious that he's been through a lot over the last handful of years, and it's just great to see that he's finally doing better and he's finally back in a state where he can comfortably release music. He's such a sensational lyrical talent, and he provides so much to the genre. I'm always going to be so excited to hear what's on his mind, no matter what he's talking about. I think this album is still a critical point in his arc of growth, as both a person and as an artist. I think it's really wonderful to see this development come to fruition in his work. That's all for Absol's Herbert. Appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next time.
This has been New Music with Nick. Thanks for listening to the Stanford Daily Podcast. For more podcasts by the Stanford Daily, visit stanforddaily.com/category/podcasts.